Delling poll, Tony Blair is a traitor. Where's capital punishment when you need it? By James Delling poll on March 11, 2019. A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious. But it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, he speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments, he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation, he works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Attributed to Marcus Tullius Cicero. Even though Cicero almost certainly never used those pungent lines above so frequently attributed to him on the internet, it's blindingly obvious whom he would have meant if he had been using them, Tony Bloody Blair. There is lots of competition for the title most god-awful prime minister in British history. Theresa May is currently keeping it in a locked safe, above the drawer where she keeps her leather trousers. But Blair isn't long has been one of the strongest contenders for the crown. And it's quite possible given today's allegations that he has been secretly advising Emmanuel Macron on how to thwart Brexit, that he'll snatch the title back from May and keep it forever. According to The Telegraph, citing sources in Paris, Tony Blair has been advising the EU to give Britain no concessions at all in the Brexit negotiations. Eventually, so his theory goes, Britain will see the error of its ways and realize that it has much less to lose simply by staying in the EU. There's a word for colluding with foreign powers against your own people. In better times, Tony Blair would have been imprisoned in the Tower and then shot at dawn for it. And in better times still, he would have been hung, drawn and quartered. His entrails burned in front of him, before his head was put on a spike at the entrance to the City of London poor encourager Leodra. It's using up all my kindness, clemency and self-control not to wish such a fate, administered legally by the state after a fair trial, on this dreadful man. Treachery is not a word one should use lightly. It's a capital crime. Or rather it was till guess which former prime minister struck it off the books. So what Tony Blair has been doing by, allegedly, the bastard won't confirm it, of course, colluding with the EU to thwart Brexit is to sow the seeds for the most massive civil unrest. If Brexit fails to happen satisfactorily, and it probably won't, then Tony Blair will have blood on his hands.